Just a few more comments about the practice before we go back into the practice. So remember again, if you notice any sort of expectations coming into your practice, expecting to be able to focus as well as the last session, or expecting to have some sort of experience in the meditation, then as His Holiness Dalai Lama sometimes says, this is a foundation for failure. So we're just going to become very frustrated and upset at ourselves if we allow these expectations to come into our practice. So of course we need to know the goal of the practice and we need to know how to do the practice, but then if we notice any expectations in coming into our practices, just drop them as much as possible. And again, as I mentioned earlier, a good meditation is any meditation simply where we try to follow the instructions to the best of our ability, no matter what happens. Because as a beginner in particular, there's going to be a lot of variations in our practice. Some sessions we're going to be very dull and half asleep. Some sessions we're going to be very distracted. Other sessions may be a little bit more calm, a bit more focused. But this is the natural part of the practice. And so remember again to have this long-term perspective and not look for some sort of quick fix. Now within this practice, of course, you probably will from time to time experience all different types of experiences, physical and mental, both pleasant and unpleasant. Very common in this practice to have all sorts of physical types of experiences, both pleasant, strange and unpleasant sometimes. Also mentally we can have a lot of stuff come up, or mentally we can have a lot of this sometimes very pleasant experiences. You know, we talked about yesterday these qualities of clarity, stillness and bliss. So whether or not it's pleasant or unpleasant, physical or mental, the advice is always the same. Don't get caught up in these sorts of experiences. Don't get caught up with craving and attachment to the pleasant experiences, and don't get caught up with sort of worry, anxiety or aversion to the strange or unpleasant experiences. Otherwise, again, the practice will come to a grinding halt. These sorts of experiences, physical and mental, will come and go, and again, don't get caught up in them. If, of course, in the physical level, you're having some, every session you're having some sort of funny sensations in the body, then maybe you need to have a look at the posture. Maybe you're doing something a little bit strange with the posture. But other than that, you'll find that these things will come and they'll go, and just let them go, let them go, let them go, and keep to the essentials of the practice. Also, of course, in this practice, sometimes we tend to get a little bit restless or bored in the practice. Again, our normal state of mind is a craving and attachment, and of course craving and attachment is looking for some sort of stimulus, some pleasure. And so of course in this practice maybe we're not getting that, and so attachment gets really bored with this practice. So if you find some boredom or restlessness coming into this practice, again, as the antidote to this, is again to reflect on the benefits of the practice. So maybe have a think about the benefits of this practice, and that this practice is going to bring you enormous benefits, that you're going to cultivate a calm, clear, focused mind, more mental balance, less stress, more effective in everything we do. We're going to become the masters of our mind instead of the slaves. So maybe it's good to reflect on some of these benefits from time to time, to generate some enthusiasm for the practice. Because if we have enthusiasm for the practice, then no matter how difficult it may be, or how at any time, we'll still persevere. So we need really to cultivate this sort of perseverance, this enthusiasm in the practice. And again, related to this, of course, is sometimes we get quite frustrated in our practice. So again, frustration is really a sign that we're caught up in this hope-fear cycle, hoping for pleasant, fearing, worrying about unpleasant things. and we're caught up in expectation. So again, to understand that we to have a long-term perspective in this practice, and that as a beginner, of course, there's going to be a lot of variation in the practice. And, as Shanti Deva said, no matter how difficult something seems, everything with practice becomes easy. So all we need to do is continue to practice and it'll become easier and easier and easier. So it's really to avoid that unnecessary frustration. And one last point, and then we'll go into the practice, and that is motivation. So again, make sure we have a good motivation for doing this practice, and you're probably going to find it also very helpful in your motivation if you can include others in the motivation. Not just have a motivation for yourself. You know, I'm not just doing this practice for myself, but actually I'm doing it for others as well, because by doing this practice, then I can be of more benefit and have a better impact on others around us. So try to include others in your motivation, and then you'll find, particularly if the practice is going a little bit difficult, that you'll be able to persevere in the practice, because you're not just doing it for yourself, but you're doing it for others as well. So that's some advice that maybe can be very helpful. So with that in mind, let's go back into the practice. So again, we're going to do two 24-minute sessions with a 2-minute break in the middle. So as always, we begin by preparing the body, setting it into a state of relaxation, stillness, and vigilance. Using the out-breath to relax and release any tightness or tension in any part of the body. Allowing the breathing to settle into its natural rhythm. setting the mind in a state of ease and relaxation. Not dwelling in the past, not anticipating the future. In particular, letting go of any expectations for this meditation. Letting go of all of these things. Simply allowing the mind to come to rest in the present moment. Through focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Shift your attention to your chosen object of meditation and tie your mind with the rope of mindfulness to your object and use the hook of introspection to monitor that, monitoring if you're falling into dullness or distraction, and also occasionally monitoring the body. if you find that you're constantly becoming distracted, and if you find it helpful, then if you're using the breath as the object, you might like to experiment with counting or noting the breath for a short time. And if you're using the mind as the object, you might like to experiment with noting or labeling the mental events to help stabilize the mind. So once again, finding that nice, comfortable posture. And the back nice and straight. And allowing the entire body to become completely relaxed, completely at ease. Preparing the mind, setting it in a state of ease and relaxation. Simply allowing the mind to come to rest in the present moment. Through focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. And then with a relaxed and an alert mind, shift your attention to your chosen object of meditation. And sustain that ongoing flow of mindfulness. Monitoring if you're falling into dullness or distraction. And then correcting and then reapplying mindfulness. Also, every now and again, monitor the body. How is the posture? Is the back still nice and straight? And in particular, monitor for any tightness or tension. If you notice any tightness or tension, particularly around the face, around the eyes, the forehead, the jaw, the neck or shoulders, then use the out-breath to relax and release that tightness or tension. And if you're not able to relax that tightness or tension, then shift back to full body awareness, simply focusing on sensations throughout the body, just working with relaxation for some time to become nice and relaxed again. And then you can shift back to your object. Just 2 points before we go for lunch. First is when we're doing such a retreat, it's always good to do a little bit of body work to keep the body flexible and so forth. So I think you're doing a little bit of stretching with Mick every morning. But also I think it'd be good to do some more stretching or yoga or something like that in the afternoon to keep the body a little bit flexible. If you're not into yoga, then at least make the body a little bit active. There's plenty of nice walks around here, so go for a walk, exercise the body a little bit, and then you'll find, I think, that the meditation goes better if you've really worked the body a little bit. So that could be very helpful. Also, the other one is, of course, that to, as I think I already mentioned, that continuity is the key to success in this practice and any practices. So it would be very good to continue to cultivate the mindfulness a little bit between the sessions and not just at the end of the session mindlessly go around, but rather work with mindfulness. So be attentive, be mindful. And here I think we've got an excellent opportunity with this beautiful scenery and nature around, is that when we're outside going for a walk or just sitting out in nature, is to really just be present with the sensory experience of the beautiful colours and the sounds of the birds and the warmth of the sun on the face, to really just really be present with that and not get caught up in too much conceptual thinking about lots of things. So, and also, of course, with eating meals and so forth, is really just be present and enjoy and taste the food and so forth. But, of course, with this practice of mindfulness between the sessions and so forth, is, as with the meditation, make sure we do that in a very relaxed way. Otherwise, you know, people get into this idea that, you know, I have to really use this time valuably. I can't waste a second of my time. And then they get so uptight and tense about not wasting their time that that it's not very helpful. So make sure that, yes, it's good to use our time valuably here and maybe even read a little bit and so forth, but to do that in a very relaxed way. And if you notice any pushiness or you're pushing yourself, then just relax, relax, relax. Just sit out in the sun or something and enjoy and relax. So really relax, 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 relax. Okay, on that note, let's break there. We'll break for lunch and we'll come back at 2 o'clock.